Can you tell me a bit more about your meals?
We've always been extremely rigid with our meals. We are very disciplined. My husband is exceptionally disciplined. So it doesn't matter where we are, we always get up. Now it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Perhaps it was about 6:30 when we worked. I can't remember that. But we would then have our breakfast, and of course then go to work. Lunchtime was obviously 12 or 1 o'clock, depending whether you chose the 12 or the 1 o'clock slot. And then, of course, the evening meal as soon as we got home. And we have rigidly kept to that. But, of course, being diabetic, we also, Gordon always had to have this interim between all meals, whereas I've tried to resist eating between meals.
What would he have between meals?
Well, I suppose it's changed over the years. Possibly at first it might have been biscuits, a plain biscuit, or perhaps just a cup of coffee or something. And perhaps just a biscuit in the afternoon. But I can remember when he went on the road, as we say, because he travelled a lot in the latter years of his working life. He used to take cut up apples with him, which he would eat in the car travelling around, or even carrots. I used to cut up carrots, and he often used to say, I don't know what that person thought of me in the car. They're eating a carrot. Even after 50 years, he still doesn't appreciate that other people are not like him or not like us and have such a rigid timetable. And when we're sitting eating a meal and he sees somebody going by out on a walk, how can they get out, he says. I said, because invariably people don't wake up on a Sunday or don't get up until about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, and then they have a meal at 4 o'clock, not like us, breakfast, midday meal and evening.
Did you ever manage to go out for meals?
We could never afford in those days to go out and pay for meals ourselves, but occasionally we would go over to the Shell place. I think it was BP, because his father worked at BP. And I can remember there sitting on more than one occasion, ordering a meal, and Gordon would have done his injection, and then wondering when the meal was going to come along. And from then on, I have always taken food around with me, because I've always been very disappointed when I've gone out for a meal. I've never been able to relax, because you're never 100% sure when the meal's coming.